Members of the Our Children, Our Future campaign have asked to meet with the governor multiple times. Jamie Goodiel, who volunteers at a family resource center in Morgantown, would like to know why the governor vetoed the funding in the first place.
I would like for to, that's why we're asking for a face-to-face meeting with him. You know, we've asked several times, five times over, and gotten no response. I would like to hear from his mouth. I can only speculate.
Advocates did meet with Revenue Secretary Bob Kiss and Health and Human Resources Secretary Karen Bowling. As a result, the governor restored some funding to in-home family education, child abuse prevention, and domestic violence programs earlier this month. But social service workers say that's not enough. They hope the governor will put a bill to restore the funding on the agenda for a special legislative session this month. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Beth Voorhees in Charleston.